Oh, it's nice to be here on a day that we are finally reopening.
Yeah, fantastic stuff. Now, I think it's worth mentioning right at the outset, though, that, you know, because of the cap numbers, you're capped at 40 per showing. So you really need support from the people of Bendigo to make sure you're chock-a-block every session if you're to break even, basically, and, you know, let alone worry about making a profit.
Absolutely. That is 100% true. So, yeah, our cap is 40, 20 downstairs, 20 upstairs in the balcony. And to have any chance whatsoever of breaking even, we'd literally need to have 40 at every session. We need to sell out every session for the whole month. So if you've not been to see us for a while or you've never been to see us, there's going to be a bit of rain coming up this week. So it's a great time to come and see a film. Challenge yourself. Come and see something you might not otherwise have seen. And we look forward to having you here and your support if you can manage it.
Okay, first up, 1 p.m. today, The Rosemaker. Tell us about that one, Martin.
This is a great one to kick off. It looks hilarious because I've just seen the trailer, and it's a great spring film as well because it's about a rosemaker. So basically the story is that this woman is running a rose farm for commercial production, and she's fallen on hard times. It's this old sort of tale where, you know, there's a big conglomerate that's trying to take over the business, but she doesn't want to sell because it's a family business. Anyway, her daughter says, why don't you get some government-assisted employment to help run the business and try and get things back up in, you know, to a profitable area? So her daughter takes on these people that have just come out of rehab, and they have to literally be trained on how to grow roses on site. And it's just, you know, that's that journey of her being very put out by this situation to start with, and then they sort of create some rapport together, and it looks like a lot of fun and a great film for spring.
Terrific stuff. And it's a French one with English subtitles.
Correct, Amanda.
Okay, 9 days. This is a new release, a drama, a fantasy, and that's starting at 7 o'clock tonight.
Absolutely, yes. This has been lauded by the critics. It is very different from your average film. It's a little bit sort of conceptual and maybe even you'd say existential. Basically, what the story is around is that there is a person, let's just say that, or an entity that has to interview a certain number, I can't remember how many exactly, of souls that take human form, stay with me, about the opportunity for them to inhabit a human body, basically. And only one of them will make it through. So there's a series of interviews, and these souls interact with one another. It's, I suppose you'd say it's sort of vaguely art house, but it's a great concept for a storyline, and it's definitely something a little bit different. So if you're looking for something not out of the norm, this is a great film choice for you.
So basically it's people looking for rental properties in the spirit world.
Yeah. Spot on.
Hey, there you go.
Offer jobs in no-contract roles, yeah.
Yeah.
That sounds very different, Martin. Tell us about Some Kind of Heaven, which might be in the same sort of area.
Well, Some Kind of Heaven actually is really interesting. Now, it's a documentary, and it's basically a fly-on-the-wall type documentary at the most luxurious and largest, I believe, retirement village or complex, you might say, in Florida. And this place is wild. This is the lifestyles of the rich and famous for, you know, the gated community. And it talks about the journeys of the individuals that are there, lots of interviews with the people that are there. The place looks absolutely immaculate, like talk about a 5, 6, 7-star resort. And so it's a real sort of experience on what these people experience on a day-to-day life. They've got a million activities to choose from. Some of them are still not happy with life. But yeah, it's a really interesting insight into an area of life that we don't often get to see.
Terrific. Let's just belt through these last two quickly, but Cinetopia 1 and Cinetopia 2. Cinetopia 1, this is the documentary, Rolling Stones documentary, from their 1966 tour to Ireland. That sounds fantastic.
This is amazing. I've seen this a few years ago, and it's a rare opportunity to see this on the big screen. Yeah, so we're doing two Cinetopias for a while. That'll be Tuesday and Wednesday nights, and $12 tickets across the board. So this one is a tribute to the late Charlie Watts, who obviously left us very recently. And I chose this film because, or suggested it, because it is a film film about the Rolling Stones in this early period of their career. But the reason it's called Charlie Is My Darling is because after the editing, or during the editing process, it was discovered that the cameraman focused very heavily on the very handsome Charlie Watts. So although it is a piece about documenting their tour of Ireland in the mid-60s, it very heavily focused on Charlie Watts, and we thought this was a great tribute to the man.
Yeah, so it should too. Charlie Is My Darling. I love him. And Bohemian Rhapsody, finally.
Yeah, so for the Cinetopia doubles that we're doing for the next several months, we're bringing back some of the smash hits that we've had in recent times. So keep your eyes on the program because there's lots of great stuff coming up. We thought we'd kick off with Bohemian Rhapsody, probably one of, if not the biggest film we've ever had at the cinema. And it shouldn't be hard to sell out with 40 seats. But if you've seen it before, you'd see it again. And if you haven't seen it, it's a must-see film about the history of Freddie Mercury and Queen.
Yeah, I've only seen that on a plane, so I better see it properly. Okay, Martin, thanks very much. We'll have a chat with you next week.
Look forward to that. Thanks a lot, guys.